chase him now, but how daunting is it when you have somebody at the top of the leaderboard like him as opposed to somebody else?
Yeah, you know Scotty's probably gonna play a good round of golf. The guy's relentless. He loves competition, and he doesn't like giving up shots. But it's one of those courses where, you know, it can always happen, so you got to be prepared for it. You know, I felt like I gave myself a lot of chances to kind of make a push. Didn't have my best iron game today, but overall, I'm very happy with the performance.
So to that point, what changed over the weekend, and how do you ride that momentum going forward?
You know, not much changed. It was the same golf game. I had trouble on Friday hitting some fairways, some key fairways, and gotten some pretty bad positions off the tee. And it's, like I said, it's one of those courses where even if you're just marginally off, you can make a lot of big numbers. And that kind of happened on Friday. You know, I made, I think, 6 birdies on Friday and shot one over. So I knew my game was in a pretty good place. And I was just happy to kind of make the weekend and was able to capitalize on that.
It sounds like something someone would say during a U.S. Open. Do you feel like those conditions will prepare you well for Oakmont?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a similar test in the sense that I've never played Oakmont, but just looking at the rough, you'll probably want to be in the fairway. And it's a similar test where if you're not in the fairway here, you don't have a chance. And I'm expecting the same here in a couple weeks.
Of all the things about Scotty that are impressive, what impresses you the most about him?
I would say a few times I've played with him recently, the way that he can control his distances with different trajectories, different shapes. I think that's pretty impressive with his iron shots. That's probably the most impressive thing. But you know, it's a long list of things that makes him impressive. That's why he's as good as he is. Going to be at home, so probably a little bit of, you know, this week was a little bit grueling. You know, it's a tough test, so a couple days of rest, and then try to get after it and just keep my same process at home that I usually do. Okay, thank you.
Is it hard to wrap your head around from a mental approach dealing with, you know, ball goes in the rough, bad lie, good lie, different lie? You talked about it, 6 birdies, and you make your one over. Is it hard to do that?
It is. You know, at least at this place, you know that if you're in the rough, it's not going to be a good lie. So that's, I guess that's the good thing. But yeah, you know, you're standing on the tee box. It's easy to kind of get steery and try to guide it into the fairways here, but that usually doesn't end up in more fairways hit. So you just have to pick your targets and really be aggressive and make good swings at it, and hopefully you're swinging it good that week. Because, like I said earlier, yeah, from the rough, you just don't have any chance.
You said you stuck to your game plan that you had at the beginning of the week, but 2 days didn't work very well, and 2 days it did work very well. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So the first day, I feel like the wind was bouncing around a lot. I got the wind wrong. There was a middle stretch where I think I bogeyed 4 or 5 holes, and I got the wind wrong on all 5 of the holes. And, you know, it was just, you know, these sections are so small on the greens. The margin for error is so small that if you're thinking it's 10 miles an hour into, but it's actually 5 miles an hour into off the right, then you can, that's double bogey. I did that on 9 and was able to save a bogey there. But yeah, just stuff like that. The first day, and then the second day, I really just had trouble off the tee. You know, I tried to do the same game plan, but I was in the rough a lot and found myself in some pretty funky positions.
Have you gotten better throughout your career at staying in the present and not thinking about the past or the future when you're out there, or have you always feel like you've been good at that?
No, I've definitely gotten better. I think the more times you can put yourself in big situations, pressure situations, late on Sundays, those are generally times when you learn something and you try to take something from that to the next week, and you just kind of get used to dealing with all the distractions that come with it.
Is that something you have to like work on consciously, or is it just the experience that gradually?
It's a little bit of both. So in the moment, you're not really working on it, but you know, after you're done, after you decompress and kind of look back at the round, you kind of do an honest evaluation of how you did mentally. And that's hard to do sometimes because, you know, it's hard to look back at a round and be like, well, I'll let my mind cost me a shot or two on this hole. And But yeah, that's kind of what you have to do, and then you kind of realize why you made that mistake, and then you move on to the next one.
That's something that seems like Scotty's pretty good at.
Yeah, it seems like he's really good at it. He's had a lot of experience in those situations, so I'm sure that probably has helped because, early on, I think there was definitely some times when people said he should have won more or whatever that is. I mean, I don't know about that, but I'm sure he's learned a lot over the years of how to deal with those situations and the pressure that comes with it.